We welcome you back. Halftime of the Huskers season opener against Fresno State. And this season, we're delighted to be joined each and every halftime by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Great to have you back here on the show.
Glad to be here. Glad that school is back in session and we're here watching football again. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
You got your summer was okay, though, right?
Great summer. We've been here for a year now. We've really become part of the Nebraska scene. In fact, my son, who is a 10th grader this year, went through the Nebraska rite of passage and detasseled corn for a number of weeks. So it's been a good summer. We've had a good time, but I'm glad school's back in.
It is year two for you. How have things changed for you?
You know, on a personal side, kids are growing up. You know, I have a sophomore and a 7th grader, and it seems like just yesterday they were going to kindergarten, and so I'm going through what all parents go through. I've experienced a Nebraska winter. I've been all around the state of Nebraska. I've, you know, every corner. I've seen all of the 500-mile-wide campus. We've named a new chancellor here at UNL, Ronnie Green, who's going to do a great job. Delighted he's here and on the job. But, you know, as I think about the future, the higher ed marketplace is more competitive than ever. The needs of our state from a workforce perspective are greater than ever. It's more and more challenging to attract and retain the best and brightest students and faculty. So it's pretty clear that going forward, we're going to have to be a smart, nimble, and creative organization in order to meet our goals.
Well, with starting a new school year, let's talk about goals. Some thoughts you have for the university for the upcoming year.
So, you know, I want us to be the kind of institution that really has a tremendous impact in the state of Nebraska and across the country and around the world for that matter. And so for us to be a giant, we have to continue to think about how we expand access, how we grow our enrollment. We need students to come here thinking and knowing that they are going to graduate in 4 years, not 5 or 6 years, leave here with less debt. We need to expand our research portfolio. We need to help the governor and members of the legislature grow our economy. We need to be synced up with the business community. Big, ambitious goals. I believe we can reach them. We have to be responsible and prioritize, particularly in an economy that is stressed. So we're going to look at our priorities, think carefully about the themes that will make us great here at the university and make us a great partner to Nebraska.
Hey, you mentioned themes. Let's take us through some of those.
So I think about where I want the university to go by placing them into four cornerstones. The first one is I want the University of Nebraska to be the absolute best place to be a student. So when you think about that, if you think about it from a parent's perspective, you want the University of Nebraska to be affordable, accessible. You want students to get a degree, earn a degree that will allow them to go to the next phase of their education or allow them to go directly into the workforce and capture a job that makes them a good wage. You want them to finish on time. You want them to leave with minimal debt. You want it to be high quality, the education to be high quality. You want a safe, supportive environment where you feel good about sending your children, and so we're committed to that.
Well, we know students are at the top of your mind. What about some other parts of your themes?
Well, research is really important to us, and so I want us to be careful to think about research that is important to Nebraska and our nation in areas where we can really make a difference. So if you think about where the university can sit at the head of the table, so to speak, clearly treating cancer. If you think about what's going on at the Buffett Cancer Center, it will be absolutely a world-class center at the Med Center. Growing population that will create a very dangerous world for our children. So feeding a global population, making Nebraska the best place to be a baby, fighting terrorism and supporting national security. You know, these are just some of the challenges that are facing our state and our nation, and I'm really excited that our university is really at the point of the spear in terms of attacking all of these issues that impact so many Nebraskans.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are a couple of themes. How about a third theme?
Yeah, so a third theme would be the fact that because we're the only public university in the state, we have a real obligation to be a great partner to the rest of the state and provide leadership. We need to be the engine that drives economic development. We need to be great partners at the Capitol, with the business community, with other educational institutions, with K-12 educators, with our supporters and donors. The truth of the matter is we will absolutely accomplish more if we work together.
And lastly?
Well, at the end of the day, I truly believe that you win with people. None of the goals that I've talked about so far would happen without good people. So we need to recognize that we're probably never going to be as competitive with compensation as the most affluent institutions in the country, but we can be the kind of place that supports our people, that helps them to carry out their mission. And we all need to recognize and be careful to think about how we support our people in a way that they can be successful.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate the time. We're looking forward to our chats each and every week during Husker football games, and go enjoy the second half.
Well, I can't wait to see another half of Husker football. Go Big Red.
There you go. Hank Pounds, Nebraska president. We have more of Halftime coming up next.